When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Thursday, gang. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, they've written it in this time, Andy Goldstein. Yep. Now we begin, of course, with Gareth Southgate's England drawing with Poland in a World Cup qualifier over in Warsaw. The match, of course, was live on TalkSport. This was the reaction.
Lewandowski chipping it up, and the header is in. It's 1-1. They've equalised in stoppage time. Great ball inside the box for Szymanski, who heads in past Jordan Pickford. Poland 1, England 1.
Second half, we totally dominated the game, really. I suppose two disappointments: the goal that we concede, but also probably that we didn't create as much in terms of clear-cut chances with the amount of possession that we had.
And this was the take of Stuart Psycho Pearce. That's his real name, by the way.
A 1-1, a draw away from home. Poland are no mugs. I thought they put up a decent performance, but the longer the game went on, the more I thought we were looking comfortable within the game. Cole Walker would be very disappointed. He's just switched off. He's got turned. It almost as though defending becomes too easy for him, and you can't do that at this level.
Gareth Southgate didn't make any changes for England, and some players were looking pretty tired at the end. Maybe a bit more defensive help was needed. Maybe that's why Kyle Walker switched off. Surely in these games when you're 1-0 up, you should be making changes, shouldn't you?
I'm not overly sure you do, to be honest with you. I thought at 1-0 we were quite comfortable. I couldn't see Poland getting a goal, if I'm being honest with you. And sometimes you break momentum and changing it, you know, when a team are in a rhythm. I think it's an easy one when a goal's scored, and it was scored so late on that there wasn't any time to react to it, to be quite honest with you.
We were just in total control of the game, and when you put players in at that moment, you run the risk that they're not quite up to the speed of the game, and all of the players that were on the field were doing absolutely fine. So we would have been running the clock down and adding more time on at the end. We were going to freshen up the two wide players right at the end, but then once the goal had been conceded, we felt, you know, it's not a good time to make a change then.
It seems like a recurring thing that's happening with the tactical decisions late on in games. You can't sit there and go, yeah, we're doing all right, we'll just leave it. You've got to think ahead. You've got to think, well, you know, last 5 minutes, they're going to pack the box out. They're going to create another chance. Do we shore it up? Do I bring on a couple of fresh legs?
Kane from distance. Oh, what a strike from Harry Kane. England have the breakthrough. He's pinged it in from 25 yards out on the outside of his right boot.
Not easy coming off the back of what we've done in the summer. First camp back, you see some of the bigger teams around Europe drop some points in this camp. Never easy mentally to switch on, and especially the games we had, two tough games away from home against the two best teams in our group, our competition. So we handled that really well. Of course, it would have been nice to win today and go 8 points clear, but we're in a great position and we're backing ourselves to qualify.
He's still one of the best centre-forwards in the world. If you look at his goal return, we always say that the Premier League is arguably the most competitive league in the world, the hardest league in the world, and he's won 4 golden boots in that time. He's on the verge of becoming England's record goal scorer. He's 13 away, so I think he's going to break it. Like, you can't tell me he's not world class.
What did you make of Mason Mount's performance tonight? Because he keeps the ball, he's energetic. I know he's, and maybe I'm a little bit harsh on him, but I still feel like there's more. You know, where's the killer pass? Where's the moment of magic where you do something on your own out of the ordinary? He keeps the ball, he moves it, he wins it back for you. But I just feel like, are we missing something there?
I think,
more to give?
I tell you what it is. It's because he doesn't do 1,000 step overs. It's what he does do. Don't say what he doesn't do, what he does do. What he does do is energy. He gets himself up and down and he sets the tempo. Every manager plays him. There's a reason why, because he's reliable and he will give you energy. He'll give you, and he keeps the ball. He keeps possession. A lot of his work can go unnoticed. It's because he doesn't fall down picking up loads of free kicks. He doesn't take on three or four players and cut back. He doesn't do 1,000 step overs. Think about, you look at what he does do. They all play him. Southgate plays him. Frank plays him.
I know.
Tuchel plays him. They all play him.
And England, very much in control. It would take an almighty footballing disaster for them not to qualify from the position they're in.
Now, would you believe it? Britain's Emma Raducanu has reached the semi-finals of the US Open after beating Belinda Bencic in straight sets. Thank you. We'll hear from the teenage sensation shortly, but this was how the winning moment sounded on Talk Sport with Lisa O'Sullivan.
And the fairy tale of New York goes on for Emma Raducanu. She's into the semi-finals of the US Open, the qualifier scoring her first win over a top 20 player and one who just happens to be the new Olympic champion on her first appearance in the tournament.
I think my flights were booked at the end of qualifying, so it's a nice problem to have. Yeah, I'm just really enjoying the experience and out there on the court today, I was saying to myself, this could be the last time you play on Ash, so might as well just go for it and enjoy everything.
Now, the Home Affairs Committee is examining the online racist abuse of footballers, taking evidence from former players Anton Ferdinand, Leanne Sanderson and Marvin Sordell. Ferdinand fears that a tragedy may occur if social media companies don't make changes now. Trevor Sinclair believes more action must be taken. But we start with Leanne Sanderson, who claimed the recent social media boycott papered over the cracks.
Every single time I go on the television, whether that be Sky Sports, whether that be on the radio with Talk Sport or what have you, I just know there's going to be a lot of abuse that comes my way. I think it did get better when everybody kind of boycotted for a little while, you know, for the 3 days over the weekend they did it. I joined that boycott because I'm all for like coming together as opposed to dividing and conquering. I think it's better to all come together. But then, you know, at the end of the day, people are not born racist. You know, it's learned behaviour. And I think everybody can make these fake accounts time and time again. You know, they can get reported and nothing's really done about it by the companies. It's one of those things people say to me, well, why don't you just come off of social media altogether? But I don't feel like I should have to do that in order to make change, because I've done that before, it hasn't quite worked. And I just don't fully feel like there's the support out there that understands what it's like to walk a day in the life of somebody like myself.
I look at it sometimes and I think, is it social media or is it anti-social media? Because what Leanne's having to deal with there, I empathise with, I've had it myself. I'm one of them. Delete, finished. It doesn't affect me, but it does affect some people. And that's why it should be stopped.
What are the social media companies waiting for? They're waiting for a high-profile footballer to kill themselves. Is that what they're waiting for? Because if they're waiting for that, it's too late. That's too late. Let's deal with the issue now. This comes down to if you really want to make change. Their words are they want to, but their actions say different.
On to Robert Page's Wales, who drew with Estonia in their World Cup qualifier in Cardiff.
Wales 0, Estonia 0, and Wales will be rueing their missed chances this evening, but Estonia will be hailing their teenage Arsenal goalkeeper, Carl Hein, who has foiled the home team on numerous occasions.
We've created enough chances to win two games of football today. And like I said, my only criticism is that we've not been ruthless enough to finish those chances. We need to win as many games as we can, that goes without saying, because when you look at the group, the Czech Republic and Belgium, two good teams, and we need to win games of football to compete and stand a chance of finishing top. So it's been a frustrating evening because we've not taken maximum points, but there are positives to come out of it. We did create chances and we'll build on that now for the next camp.
Now, in case you've been living under a rock for the past few weeks, Cristiano Ronaldo has returned to Manchester United. What? And could make his second debut on Saturday against Newcastle United. Pardon, must have been away that day. Anyway, his former teammate, Wayne Wazzaroni, the Derby manager, speaking ahead of their match against Birmingham on Friday night, live on TalkSport 2, thinks Ronnie will help United challenge for the league title. That's amazing news. I never knew.
Still one of the best players in the world. I think we've seen over the international, the game against Ireland. That's what he does for last couple of minutes, scores two goals, two great headers. He can have a massive impact on this league. And I think United are finally ready to go and challenge for the title. So, and I really feel they have to this year. So he's going to be a big player. I think he'll have very big moments in the season, and I'm sure he'll score a lot of goals.
Speaking of Wayne Wazzaruni, Jason Cundy claims that Wazza underachieved as a footballer. Well, would Roo believe it? See what I did there? Villa legend Gabby Agbonlahor thinks Cundy's out of order. This should be a good listen.
I think Rooney did not reach his full potential. I think he underachieved. Wayne Rooney should be on 60, 70, maybe 80 goals for England. Wayne Rooney, and I'll say it again, I've said it many times, he underachieved in his career.
That's unfair. I think you've got to look at Wayne Rooney's career. 5 Premier League titles, 1 Champions League, 1 Europa League, 1 FA Cup, 1... 3 EFL Cup winners, 4 Community Shields, 2nd highest Premier League goal scorer, 208 goals, 1 PFA Player of the Year award. I've had to have this printed out because there's that many things that he's won. So to say that, and yes, Harry Kane might have scored, or will score more goals to game ratio than Wayne Rooney, but Rooney played a lot as a number 10. Don't forget, he wasn't an out-and-out striker, you know, when especially when Tevez was there, Berbatov was there, even Van Persie, he sort of played in behind, so he's not going to get them goals that Harry Kane will get. Wayne Rooney had a tremendous career. Like you can't Should say that. Up. I think that Jason Cundy's out of order, to be honest, saying that.
On to the West Ham coach, Stuart Pearce, who thinks that game time for Manchester United's Jesse Lingard is pivotal after a move away from Old Trafford failed to materialise this summer. We'll also hear from Gabby Agbonlahor, but first up, it's old Pearcey.
Obviously, he's missed the opportunity to leave United in this transfer window. He can reassess his situation come January once again, you know, and decide whether there's an opportunity to move clubs or whatever. But listen, he holds the cards, Jesse. And the most important thing for him at the moment is his football. And he's playing, you know, the odd game for United and also playing extremely well for England. And those performances for England might just help get him in the United side. So I think he's too good a player to be sat on the outside of it not playing, to be honest with you. And he's at an age where he needs to be playing now.
Jesse Lingard, the man that supplies the finishing touch, just got it out from underneath his feet, around the penalty spot, wrapped his left foot around it and passed it into the bottom right-hand corner.
I just want to see him playing football. Like last season, he was unbelievable, happy, smiling his face, playing every week, even taking penalties. Like, you know, he was the main man, wasn't he, at West Ham? So to go from that, I'm sure he'll want to stay at Manchester United, but after 2-3 more weeks, Ali, you're not playing, you'll be like, oh, I wish I'd just gone out on loan or got the move done. But maybe Manchester United wanted too much money in the summer for him.
That's it. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Drive today at 4 p.m. Andy Goldstein's Drive, obviously, alongside Darren David Brent. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning. So do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.